Yeah, we got this little corruption thing going on. It's not helpful because now that we have the exposure of a real problem that has been one of the worst kept secrets, you know, that anybody's had in the West, that there's this serious corruption at the highest levels in Ukraine. We know that it's now Zelensky's right-hand man and his left-hand man have both been exposed. One has resigned, one has fled the country. And somehow we keep letting Zelensky just trot around and just pretend like nothing has happened. And the worst we've seen right there is where Trump just said, board Air Force One yesterday, well, there's a little problem. A little problem? I mean, let's take a look at this, folks. This, again, just, this exposes the rot in the Western way of thinking. What used to pass for morality in the West, it was always a bit of a cringe. It was always a bit of an eye roll. But many people in the West actually meant it in that we wanted to stand for freedom and democracy and human rights and the value of every human being. That used to be, at least on paper, and that many actually believed it. And certainly it was. And I saw it play out many times. And I know the United States, for all of our sins, there were periods of times where we did the right thing and we did something good for other people that benefited other people. Those days are in the history books now. And now then, while we claim those same terms, we still use the same words. Kaya Kallas does all the time. Ursula von der Leyen does on almost a daily basis. Yet in practicality, they don't exist. We don't want democracy. There is nothing approximating democracy in Ukraine right now. Let's just call it what it is. Here's another one of those blindfold / band-aids we're going to rip off. There is no democracy in Ukraine right now. In wartime, the United States, in a civil war, held a presidential election. Abraham Lincoln was elected. The Russians, in this war, during wartime, held an election. President Putin went up for election. You can argue it wasn't a fair election, whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better, but they did hold it. Ukraine did not. They specifically chose not to have this presidential election. And so even though he came to the end of his legal term, we just said, no worries, just sign this thing for, what do you call it? The war, I just went blank on it. But just sign this document that says, yeah, don't worry, we won't have to, martial law, sorry. Just sign the martial law, then you don't have to worry about an election until you feel like it. So no problem, just keep going forever. Even though we did, even though the Russians did, hold an election during wartime, you don't have to. So, but we'll still call you a democracy, no problem. Oh, and if you want to get rid of all the political parties you don't like, that's cool. If you want to get rid of all the religious institutions and organizations you don't like, that's fine too. If you want to shutter all the media outlets that don't say things that you want, that's cool. If you want to put people in jail that you don't like, yeah, that's fine too. And if you want to have corruption that is incredibly and egregious and out in the open, yeah, that's fine too. We'll still call you a democracy. This is what you want to die for? This is the regime that you want to risk going to war against a nuclear-armed Russia to defend? Listen to me. Listen carefully here. Don't miss this, folks. This is about the elites, the Western elites, and the economic benefit that they derive. So they're okay with the corruption in Ukraine because they're aware of it. They've been helping to fund it, and now that even though it got exposed and out, they're still doing nothing about it. And who cares if it's Zelensky's right and left-hand man? That's meaningless. The only one that matters is Zelensky. And yet there he is in Paris. And again, he's being feted like a king. And he's going to go to, I believe it's Ireland tomorrow. So he's jet-setting all over the place and making all these speeches. We didn't show any today because it doesn't matter what he said. It's the same thing he said a bunch of other times before. And this is like an ugly mirror to ourselves. Because we're aware of this and we want to point all these fingers at Moscow, all these bad things that the Russians do, etc., absolving ourselves of these just horrible sins in our own hands covered with blood, our faces covered with mud, and the embarrassing humiliation of the contradictions in what we claim and what we do. And we just always want to blame Russia. And then we just want Russia to submit to us again, even though it's not 1991 anymore. We still really want it to be 1991. And we're cool with however many Ukrainian men have to die to cover the fiction. We're fine with that. That's where the ultimate charges are for this. That's who's actually paying the price for this, is the Ukrainian men and women and all of their family members and their children who are utterly powerless to bring this war to an end. And I've been communicating with one here in just the last 12 or so hours, and it is just bitter and cruel for those people because they want the war to end. Many of them don't want to lose, but it doesn't matter anymore. They want the killing and the destruction, the pointless destruction of their country to stop. They want to hold their own leaders to account. They want good leaders who will actually do a good job, a rational job that can end the killing and start the rebuilding process. But so far, with the guy at the top now and all of the Western leaders giving him a pass for everything, that killing has not stopped and it's not going to anytime soon. And that is the cruel irony of this, is that we're exposing our own duplicity and just turning a blind eye to the other part of this in the Ukraine side and all the corruption, and just keep this bony finger pointed at Russia. And Russia's no innocent party here. They've done plenty of things that are awful and deserve a finger, I suppose, pointed at it, but it doesn't make any difference. This is a matter of what you can do and what you can't do. Morality is vital, and it's critical. It's important to have if you want to have a good society that has a chance for people to genuinely live in freedom and to have prosperity and to have democracy. All those things are worthwhile and important. We should continue to go down those paths, and we should actually apply them to ourselves. Until we apply them to ourselves, we can never point a bony finger at anyone, whatever their actual sins may be. That's the problem. And as long as we keep going down this path here, Russia is going to feel every justification in the world for everything it's doing, and we may end up finding ourselves sucked into a war of our own making, which all too easily could go nuclear. But even if it just stayed conventional, you could be talking about millions of people could be dying for the elite. There is no reason why
one thing I've been trying to understand.
There's no reason why we should ever get into any of these kinds of wars. And it's time to stop this madness before it gets too far. That's our show for today, folks. We got another one coming up. We're going to go into a little bit more detail at 2:30 p.m. today, where NATO threatens Russia with a preemptive action, because there's a lot of things that go along with that. Tune in for that this afternoon. We will give you more details then, and we really appreciate you guys. See you this afternoon on the Daniel Davis Deep Dive.